We are very fortunate. Three experienced political bloggers have volunteered to send regular political posts to us during this election season. They're on the radio show today so that you can get to know them better. But before I make the introductions, I want to play something from Sunday Soapbox so you can hear what to expect on the web. I'm going to click on the link that says, listen to Mindy Finn's audio blog post.
This is Mindy Finn, Republican political strategist for NPR's Sunday Soapbox. This week, I want to talk about MacMentum, Senator John McCain's momentum in the presidential race.
And from cyberspace to the studio, Mindy Finn joins us. Welcome to the program, Mindy.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Mindy, as you heard, is a Republican political strategist and most recently served as director of e-strategy for Mitt Romney's 2008 presidential campaign. Also joining us is our second political blogger from Burlington, Vermont, Joshua Levy. He's the associate editor of Personal Democracy Forum and Tech President, two websites that cover how technology is changing politics. Welcome to you, Joshua.
Hi, Leanne. It's great to be here.
And from Philadelphia, I also want to introduce you to Faye Anderson. She is a citizen journalist, blogger, and new media consultant. And she's in Philadelphia because, obviously, the presidential primary is coming up in Pennsylvania. So, Faye, first, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure because we want you to tell us what the mood is like this weekend in Philly before the Pennsylvania primary.
Well, if Friday night is any indication, they're fired up and ready to go. Barack Obama held a rally on Independence Mall, and there were 35,000 people out there, the largest rally that Obama has had to date.
Well, you know, we want our listeners to learn something about you, Faye. You blog about politics for Newsweek magazine's group blog called The Ruckus, and you also write a daily political blog for AOL Black Voices, one of the web's largest African-American portals. And now you're on NPR's Sunday Soapbox. You are a blogging maven.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're glad to have you. Let's turn to Mindy, who I mentioned is in the studio. And Mindy, in 2007, you were selected by Campaigns and Elections as a rising star in American politics. You've worked for the Republican National Committee as deputy director of their e-campaign and was deputy webmaster for Bush Cheney in 2004. So how did you get into politics?
You know, I didn't think I'd be going into politics. I was always very interested in government and, you know, learning about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that as a child. I graduated. I was a journalism major in college at Boston University and did an internship my senior year of college in D.C. and really just fell in love with it and fell in love with politics, but decided that rather than going the journalism route, that I would actually try to, you know, go into the inside game and get a job on Capitol Hill.
Great. And now as a blogger for us.
Correct.
Right. And from Burlington, Vermont, we have Joshua Levy. Joshua, you've been featured in the New York Times, the Huffington Post, Salon, and now NPR's Sunday Soapbox. And I think everybody wants to know how you got interested, first of all, in the relationship between technology and politics.
Well, you know, I've always been interested in the way that technology, and more specifically the web, is this tool that can be so radically democratic and can enable people from all persuasions and from really everywhere around the world to be involved in culture and politics and in decision-making processes in their own communities. So I think it's a pretty natural connection from that to politics and to electoral politics. So 2008 has been called kind of the first 21st century election in that it's the first time that online technology has been used and it's been a central part of the campaign. 2004, 2000, we saw it on some level and to some degree in Howard Dean's campaign, it was kind of a revolutionary medium. But in 2008, we're seeing it kind of take over everything. YouTube and Facebook are a part of this election, and they're talked about as much as Barack Obama's policies, probably more, or Hillary Clinton's policies. So it was a pretty natural progression for me to go from studying things on a cultural level to studying things on more political level.
Faye Anderson, we gave everybody your blog bio, but didn't really tell a lot about you. How did you get into politics, and particularly now this form of politics?
Well, Leanne, I don't remember a time in my life when I was not involved in politics. Like Mindy, I started out as a child. My mother was very active. I grew up in Brooklyn, where I live now. My mother was very active in school affairs, And so she would take me, I'm still a toddler, on demonstrations and the like. And so my interest in politics is lifelong. How I got involved in blogging is this medium provides an opportunity for citizens, for groups that have been overlooked, to tell the rest of the story, to tell the story that the mainstream media either gets wrong or don't report at all. So it's really a continuation of my lifelong political activism.
Mindy, are blogs the same for you, embracing the technology?
Absolutely. It's the reason that I got into the technology side of politics. I mean, that's what I've done is online strategy, is that similar to Josh and to Faye, I really get excited about the fact that the internet as a medium does allow everybody to have a voice and have a part in the process and to connect to the candidates. And what I think is really interesting in this particular election cycle is that the way the candidates are actually running their campaigns and the way they act and even their TV commercials and everything, I think, has been altered because of the internet, because people are so familiar with the internet, and the internet has forced them to provide a more personal connection. If you look at the two candidates that are doing well, John McCain is the nominee on the Republican side, and on the Democrat side, it looks, Barack Obama's in the lead. I think a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that they come across as very authentic. They're not afraid to show that they're not perfect. And people, because of the internet, are very used to that with the YouTubes. When something is sort of low budget and really authentic and real, it resonates more than something that's slick and prepackaged.
One question has to do with the presumptive Republican nominee, John McCain, and the fact that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are pretty much still duking it out in the Democratic Party. What difference does that make to John McCain?
Well, I think it's interesting. It seems everything the pundits have predicted, early on, that Hillary was the shoo-in nominee on the Democratic side, that end of spring 2007, summer, that John McCain was dead in the race. All that is proving not to be true. And so, again, here, I think pundits said, with Democrats duking it out and getting all the media attention, that John McCain was really going to fade into the background. But I think quite the opposite is actually happening. And I think some of that has to do with the fact that we do have a 24/7 news cycle and we do have the internet, which is not a push medium. It's a push and pull medium. And so people are going and looking for the news that they want. They're getting involved outside of what the mainstream media is telling them. And so what we've been seeing is that with the Democrats duking it out, for John McCain, it's been, as the General Petraeus's report came out, he was talking about Iraq, he's talking about the economy. A lot of his coverage, while less than the others, has been about issues. And so I think for people who want to be engaged in the race, who are focused enough to be voting in a primary and voting in the general, it doesn't matter that he's getting less coverage because he's getting more positive coverage, and those people can follow him online. And the result of that has been that in recent polls in Pennsylvania, it shows that he's leading both either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, whoever's the nominee, as well as nationally.
Faye Anderson, let me go to you in Philadelphia. What about it? This kind of division, it seems now, between these two candidates in the Democratic Party, and the effect it's having on John McCain's campaign and perhaps on voters' interest in the election in general.
Well, actually, I agree with Mindy's analysis that as the Democratic nomination battle continues, blood is being left on the floor. But it's a necessary process. There are self-inflicted wounds. The Democratic Party has set up a system that ensures that neither Obama nor Clinton can clinch the nomination before the convention. That, you have to wonder, what were they thinking with the delegate apportionment rules, that in the absence of a clear front runner, nobody could claim the nomination. I'm a registered independent. I live in New York where there's a closed primary, so I haven't even voted in this primary season. But I absolutely agree with Hillary Clinton that she should stay in, that she should not step aside. It would turn our democracy, would make a mockery of the democratic process to say step aside. And her commitment to Michigan and Florida, that she's going to fight for them to the convention floor if need be, I think is admirable, and I support her.
Joshua Levy, are the delegates, superdelegates, the delegate count figuring heavily in what you've been reading and writing?
You know, the loudest voices online for both the Republicans and the Democrats are the bases of those respective parties. So on the Democratic side, you have progressive activists who are, I would say, by and large, advocating that Hillary Clinton leave the race if she doesn't win decisively in Pennsylvania. And that's because these are people that are really devoted to a strong Democratic Party. And they think that the longer that this thing goes on, the weaker that the Democrats get and the stronger John McCain gets, because as Mindy rightly said, he can continue to define himself according to real issues and real policies. Online, you know, on websites like Daily Kos, like MyDD.com, like Open Left, you have the Democratic base advocating very strongly that Hillary leave if she does not win decisively. So they're on the side, you know, and this is also with MoveOn.org, they are on the side of the popular vote. And if Barack Obama has received the majority of the vote, and if he has more elected delegates and the superdelegates have yet to decide, they think that the superdelegates should go with the will of the people and not prolong this process any longer.
Well, we're lucky to be starting this new venture with you, so that our radio listeners are going to be able to interact with us and with you during this election season. So first of all, it's like saying hi and goodbye to our bloggers, Joshua Levy, Mindy Finn, and Faye Anderson. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.